trial involving 800 cases of human rights abuses during Argentina's 1976-1983 military junta is set to open today, chronicling the use of torture and murder during the dictatorship. From Buenos Aires, Ed Stoker has this report.
The largest human rights trial in Argentina's history opens today in Buenos Aires. Its focus, abuses committed during the South American country's last military dictatorship. On trial are 68 mostly ex-naval officials implicated in crimes against 789 victims during the dirty war that ran between 1976 and 1983. For the first time in Argentina, several defendants accused of being on board so-called death flights will be in the dock. One of the military's favoured ways of disposing of bodies, drugged and semi-conscious captives were loaded into planes and dropped into the waters of the Rio de la Plata. The trial focuses on people associated with the Naval School of Mechanics, or ESMA, located in the Argentine capital. Originally a training centre, it became a clandestine detention camp. Among the defendants are some of the most notorious kingpins from the time, including Jorge the Tiger Acosta and Alfredo Astiz. Both are already serving life sentences. Proceedings are set to last nearly 2 years and call some 800 witnesses. Reporting for Radio France International, I'm Ed Stock in Buenos Aires.